If you need to refinance, if you're purchasing a house, I have to tell you the honest to God truth. David Hochberg is the only person I trust. He's vice president of lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. David, when I heard you first, you were on a radio somewhere else, and I was mesmerized at the way you work numbers. And I said to Jimmy Mack, we got to call him. We got to figure this out. And you couldn't help us right away because we were credit challenged.
Yeah.
Followed your advice, and lo and behold, things are looking up. So yeah, thanks for helping people.
Sure. And listen, it's a passion, and it's what I do for a living, and it comes naturally. I don't, some people could drive a bus, some people could kick a football, some people could shoot hockey pucks. I can't do any of those, but I could do mortgages, and I'm good with numbers, always have been, and it's a good feeling when you could help people solve their financial challenges.
I have a question for you, David, that is ripped from today's headlines.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Yesterday, as they were talking about this school strike and talking about the budgets of the city of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot said or alluded to the fact that she wants to refinance some things in the city to move money around.
Yep.
Cities can refinance?
Sure. Municipalities can. And I want to thank Ro. I was driving home yesterday in my car, and Ro mentioned that Mayor Lightfoot should call David Hochberg and get some advice. So I appreciate the shout out.
Has she called yet?
No, not yet. 855-56-DAVID, 563-2843, if Mayor Lightfoot needs some advice on that.
Bill, it's funny. I didn't know that a municipality could do
that
either.
I never heard of that.
Municipalities can refinance their debt.
How does it happen differently?
Same thing.
For this, the same process.
Thing. It's based upon the credit. It's based upon the income coming in. It's based upon the credit worthiness of the municipalities. They go by, take out new bonds to cash in older bonds that are higher interest rates and take out lower interest rate bonds. Yeah. Why this wasn't done in the past, or maybe it was and we never heard about it, but absolutely. Municipalities should be taking advantage of these lower rates as homeowners are taking advantage, and property owners are taking advantage of these lower rates too, because it's not only homeowners. It's property owners. What does that mean? Somebody that owns investment properties are looking to refinance to lower their monthly payments, maybe take some money out. Mm-hmm. I just helped a guy on the west side, retired city worker, lives over Bridgeport, take out 75 G's out of his home. He lives in a three unit home, took out 75 grand. He was all nervous. He was like 69, 70 years old. He's retired. He didn't want to. His wife kept saying, call Hochberg already. Call Hochberg. What are you doing? I don't want to do it. Called me. Bing, bang, boom. Within 30 days, he had $75,000 in his hand. We paid off all of his debt, which reduces overall monthly payment. And yes, we took out $75,000, and yes, his mortgage payment went up a little bit, but the savings that he saved by paying off his credit card debt wiped out the increase in the monthly payment of his mortgage. Like, it went up like $100, but he saved $100 paying off his debt. Bottom line is, he had 75 grand out of his homes to invest and fix up an investment property that he owned in the neighborhood, and replace the roof and do all three bathrooms in the three-unit building that he owned in Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. So here's a guy 69 years old, never hadn't refinanced in years, thought it was such a major headache. 30 days, we got it done. The wife was like, call him already, call him already. What are you waiting for? And he finally got around to it, and he called it, and I went to his house. We joked around. I saw his grandkids. You know, I said, listen, I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you. I'm going to be in the city. Let me just shoot out to Bridgeport. I think I was on the radio here or something. You know, popped out to Bridgeport, picked up the Rico Benny steak sandwich on the way home. And because you have to, you got to pick up a Rico Benny. You don't have that in the north side where I live.
Right.
So I gained a couple pounds. I had to pop down one of those long ones. It got a little messy, but it was good. Yeah, it's a Rico
Benny. Do his wife's voice again. I liked his wife's voice.
Call Hochberg already. What the hell's wrong with you?
She's a smoker. I know that.
All right, so we've been in our house 21 years.
And you've refinanced 17 times.
No, it's been a lot. But I do want to say this. When did refinancing happen? Because when we purchased our house 21 years ago,
different
I just remember how nervous I was, because it's like, oh my God, 30 years? We've already been in there 21.
Yep.
Now, granted, in a perfect world, we would have saved our money. We'd be, 9 years away from paying off our home. But we chose to rearrange the monetary furniture, if you will.
Right.
And we've been able to do things. And if this isn't your cup of tea, then don't refinance or 100%. Don't do things.
Here, I think it was on this show or another show, I talked about, it might have been with Pete at night or something, I talked about how there was a 60-year-old couple that had two properties, again, two properties. They had over $100,000 worth of student loan. It might have been here. $100,000.
Are you seeing other shows, David?
I am seeing other shows.
Oh, come on.
Upsetting. Yes, I get around other shows. And the long story short, we pulled out over $100,000 of their home's equity out of their investment property and their primary residence. Paid off three student loans. Paid off a ton of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we saved them a ton of money. And that some people be critical. Oh, you know, you shouldn't be stripping the equity out of a 60-year-old person's house. Nobody's holding a gun to these folks' heads, right? I'm giving them a solution. I'm like, hey, you've got all of this equity in your home. It's the same to me as cash. You've got 100, 125 grand worth of debt over here that's costing you X. We could pull out 125 G's out of your house to make X go away, and you'll be saving Y. Okay, so my question is, why wouldn't you do that? That was a good setup if you didn't pick it up. Why?
Yeah.
Right? So why wouldn't you do that? Okay, so you're going to sit in a house with over $100,000, $125,000 worth of debt. Yes, they made the decision to send their three or four kids or five kids to college and help fund partially some of their college education. Kids still have their own student loans.
Right.
Okay, this is all that they could afford. Plus, they had credit card debt. Plus, the wife got sick, couldn't work. What are they supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Not feed the family, not take care of the grandkids, not send their kids to school, not maintain the house. They do what you got to do, what you got to do to get by to another day until the sun goes down, until the sun comes up.
Sure. You
just have people struggling out there.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, right? People got paid last Friday. They don't know where the next, you know, how they're going to pay the electric bill at the end of the month. They don't know where the car payment's going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody driving to work today blew out a tire. There's $400. You got to pay for the tow truck, a buck and a half. You got to pay for the, you know, you might have dented the wheel, or, you know, the rim. You need a new rim because we have such great roads here. All these things are happening. Life happens. And if people that own a home have got equity in their home, they want to take it out and take advantage of these lower rates.
You don't have to.
You
but
don't
if
have
they choose
to. But it's. I talked to a guy yesterday. Hey, I've been sitting in a 5% loan. I'm like, how long have you been in the 5% loan? 12 years. I'm like, okay, why haven't you? You know, I'm just asking questions.
Right.
I'm like, how come you haven't refinanced? Why it's taking so long? Well, you know what? My credit wasn't that great. I was between jobs. I'm like, okay. It's like, I listen to you all the time on the radio. I've done everything you said. My credit's 750, 760. I'm in a great spot. Home values probably came back. He's out in the DeKalb, Richland area. The home values finally are starting to come back west of Aurora. He's like, I'm in a position. I'm ready to go. I'm like, all right, let's go. So he's talking to a real estate professional in the area to find out what he thinks his home's worth so he could set it up. And we're going to put him into a rate that's going to start with a four, cover all his closing costs. He's going to save $200-$300 a month.
Do you do an impression of his wife or not?
I'm not.
Not yet? All right. We'll come back when you get his wife down. We'll take a quick break and then more with David Hochberg, 312-981-7200. If you have any questions or comments, it's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Vice President of Lending of Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial is with us, David Hochberg. A couple of texts real quickly. Love this guy. I did a cash out refi. I now have $1,500 a month extra and one bill to pay. Amazing. More people need to talk to David.
Great.
Are there rules? This is another caller, 815. Are there rules for how often you can refinance? We refinanced a few years ago, but need to pay off some credit card debt.
No, absolutely not. Typically, you have to wait 6 months after you refinance for it not to be considered a cash out refinance any longer. That's a lending rule, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, VA, FHA. So what we've done a lot of is we've encouraged our borrowers to do a cash out refinance as soon as possible, take the money out, pay off their debt, let their credit get enhanced, because by paying off debt and not reloading and blowing your foot off again, your credit should be better in 180 days. After we cross over that 180 day mark, we could take a look to see what rates are. We don't know what rates are going to be in the future. We're not predicting it. We're not promising anything, but if rates stay the same as they are today, we could typically get them into a much lower rate with a higher credit score, because it's considered what's called a rate and term refinance. You're not taking money out of your home anymore, because when you take money out of your home, it's a higher risk loan, and the rate goes up, it's a higher rate. So when you're doing a refinance to not take any money out and just lower the rate, maybe lower the term, your rate would be a lot lower than it would typically be with the cash out refinance. So we took out, help listeners remove over $1.3 million of their home's equity last month alone, just in the month of September. And reduce their monthly payments by $12,000 a month.
Yipes.
We're now up to an annualized savings of over $1.6 million a year. And my goal is to get that to 2 million. I started doing the tracking it every single month. We're up to $1.6 million on an annualized basis, $12,000 a month savings just last month. So, and we're going to have another huge month helping our listeners out right now. And the lady or gentleman that texted from 630, I will find out who didn't call you back, and I will fix that problem as soon as I get off the air, because I strive on calling people back and getting people back on a timely basis. If one of my staff is not doing it, they will hear from me, and there will be
heads will roll.
There will be an 11.5 triple E up.
Here's another text, kind of conversely, it's different to what we talked about. I've heard you talk many times about how you're helping people by paying off credit card debt with a refinance of their mortgage. That is not helping people. They will just do it again and put themselves in the same spot. These people need good, sound financial advice on their spending habits, not just a refinance. All that does is set them up for bankruptcy.
100% right. And we should all exercise and eat 3 square meals a day. And we should all weigh 180 pounds and not eat any sugar and not eat any chocolate, not any fried foods. So here's how, you know, that's the analogy. I agree with that texture 100%, but this is the real world. So if I'm driving down the street and I got a hose in the back of my car and you know, big load of water, and I pass by a 3-alarm fire, I'm going to pull over if somebody says, hey, can you help me put this fire out? I'm going to whip out my hose, and I'm going to pump the water, and I'm going to start trying to put the fire out. And if I can put the fire out, I'll put the fire out. Okay, I'm not going to drive by a fiery building. If somebody's screaming for help, I'm going to pull over, I'm going to try to help them, and I'm going to keep on. Now, if that person, after I fix up, put the fire out, wants to burn their house down again, it's not my problem if they're going to go burn the house down again. I'm trying to help them put the fire out in the basement they got before it hits the roof.
And this, you're not...
This is a metaphor, right?
It's a metaphor. Okay, yeah, that came out. I tried to come up with something.
They should have a financial advisor as well. That's not what you're doing. They need help at that moment. You help them.
You're coming to me because you have financial challenges.
Right.
And you came to me to refinance.
Yes.
Okay, you're like, David, this is the offer that we're getting. I'm like, Bill, that's great. You're like, my wife's already down the road with their friend who does it and everything else. I said, great, you're getting a great rate. You might want to consider going back to them and doing these 2 or 3
right.
things, which you did,
yeah.
which enabled you to get a much better, lower rate and save more in closing costs
Correct.
Than if you would have talked to me.
Yes.
Right? Your wife
yes.
had the relationship with the other lender, fine.
Yeah.
You came to me for advice a couple, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I gave you advice on how to lower that rate and lower the closing costs, which helped you. Did I make any money off it?
You did not.
Thank you. Wendy has come to me a number of different times to overcome her challenges because, you know what? Life's expensive. And, mm-hmm. and you're not living in reality, because it's not like in the radio industry. It's the most secure industry on the planet.
Yes.
Okay? And sometimes you have a job, and sometimes you don't have a job, and sometimes you're out of a job for longer than you think, but you still got to feed your kids.
Yes.
And you still got to drive, and you still got a dog, and you still got a house, and you still got all this stuff
all
going
on. All
right,
855-56 David, I'm going to interrupt you so we can get one call in, because we have like 2 minutes here.
Go.
So, Linda, go.
I wish David was more passionate about what he did.
Impossible.
Question. I'm in a very fortunate position, and I know that. I have about 3 years left on a loan that's got 2.8%.
Great.
$25,000. I could pay it off right now if I wanted to. What do you think?
I
have no credit card debt.
I think you should call up my friend Joe at Republic Bank. Take out a line of credit against your house up to 85% of the value of your house, because you can. You make, you know, 2.8. Listen, if you can earn more money, I look at it like this. If you can earn more than 2.8% on something else, on another investment, you put in another investment. That's what I have. I have 3.375 on a 30-year fixed loan on my home. Why should I pay that down when my financial planner is earning me more than 3.375 in another investment vehicle? That's just me. Some people are like, I only got $20,000 left. I got 20 in the bank. I don't want to have a mortgage anymore. Write the check. That's on you. But I would not be sitting in a home without having access to the equity of the home. And the best time to gain access to the equity of the home is when you don't need access to the equity of the home. Because typically when you need access to the equity of the home, something's going wrong and you can't get access to the equity of your home. So if you want,
okay.
You make the decision. I would talk to your financial planner. I'm not a financial planner. About what's best for you. About paying that off. But in my opinion, if it was me, if I could earn more than 2.8%, I'm going to invest it someplace else. But I would get a home equity line of credit up to 85%. If you want to send me an email, david@56david, I will introduce you to Joe at Republic Bank. That's who we send all our HELOCs to. We don't make any money on it. It's public service, and Joe will take care of you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
Real quick, David, my credit stinks. Can I take equity from my home to begin rebuilding?
Depends what your definition of stinks is, because some people think their credit stinks at 660, and that's not horrible. My opinion is if it starts with a 5, you've got some credit challenges. Okay, and what I would tell that person is you call Gary Novell at 630-624-9557. He's the credit enhancement expert that I refer everybody to. If you use Gary's services, it's like $350 for a single person, $600 for couples, which is way too cheap, but Gary won't increase his prices. He helps you enhance it. You come back to us, we will give you a credit for the $350 or the $600 if you went in as a single or a couple. The people have to make the investment in themselves. The listeners have to make investment in themselves to enhance your credit. So if you have really challenged credit, you call Gary, 630-624-9557. He'll enhance your credit. You come back to us, we'll give you a credit for that.
So it's free, basically.
It's an investment in yourself. You're right. Paying it ahead, and then we'll give it back to you when you close.
I have something to tell you unrelated.
Yes.
I know you did a couple of months ago now, you did one of the Steve Bertrand travel trips. You hosted one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if Steve told you, but he glowed about how great you were as a
Thank
host.
You.
He just went on and on and on about it.
I was leader of Bus 2.
Were you in charge of Bus 2?
I was in charge of Bus 2. I killed it as a leader. We had some challenges, but I overcame them.
Yeah.
Bus 1 had Cochran, so enough said there.
All right.
And Bus 3 was leadership.
Yeah.
Was rudderless.
Yeah.
So they were all coming to me for my guidance.
It's like Lord of the Flies.
Because I did such a tremendous job of Bus 2. I want to thank Steve for that opportunity that I learned 48 hours before the trip.
You'll do it again?
I'll do it again any day.
All right.
855-56-DAVID, 56david.com. He is David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending, Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for having me.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.